Gold Central Victoria B52s and Rome 18 to 9, and it's time to talk cycling with the main man, Noel Sens.
Good morning, Ali. Great to see you here.
Great to see you. How are you? You're looking fighting fit.
Fantastic. I rode in this morning in the 3-degree weather out there with my gloves on.
Bit nippy.
It was. I must admit, you've upped the bar in here, Ali.
I always
come in and see Bruce alone, and this morning you've got me a cup of hot water. You've got me the paper to read. Just about all I need now is my slippers.
Your slippers and a back
to
massage.
To set back. Yeah, that's right. No, fantastic.
Good to hear. Now, look, earlier this week, the big tour of Italy finished, and there were a few local guys did particularly well in this, didn't they?
They did do really well. We had Zach Dempster, Chris Hamilton, and Jack Haig all rode really, really well in that. And Jack Haig was on the telly most nights on YouTube, actually. It wasn't a live feed. It was a delayed feed because the Orica Scott team made their own movie, which is the Australian team that was in it. And for the last 3 weeks before the tour ended on Monday or Tuesday, I was in here banging on about how the Australian team were going to win the Tour of Italy with Simon Yates. And they didn't win. It was quite a shock. It was overturned by Chris Froome, who's won the Tour de France 4 times. It was a bit of a shock to anybody involved in cycling that somebody could come back. Like, Chris Froome was way down. He crashed at the start of the Tour of Italy. He rode quite poorly. Mm. And he was sitting in, like, fourth or fifth spot, and all of a sudden, bang, he just destroyed the whole tour. It was good viewing, I suppose. Disappointing if you're an Australian cyclist enthusiast watching the Australian team, because they were just decimated. They put all over the track. Like, young Yates, who was leading it, he'd gone from leading the Tour of Italy to being 38 minutes behind in one stage,
wow,
which is quite soul-destroying for that young man. Like, I really felt for him. That could really affect your career mentally. It's going to be hard to come back from that. But anyway, Chris Froome won.
Yeah, but Chris Froome, by the same token, doesn't that speak volumes about never giving up?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's phenomenal.
Like, he's won the Tour de France 4 times.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was just catastrophic what he did to the field.
Of course.
So it just proves he is very good. But I just found it hard to believe how he was so injured and everything. Maybe he's playing possum, I'm not sure. And also, the other theory out there is, and you can probably subscribe to that, by riding the Tour de France, you've got to conserve energy and build up as the race goes on to be stronger at the end, and he's used to doing that.
True.
Maybe the other guys, the Australian team, led the Tour of Italy the whole way and they were wasting too much energy. He was just sitting there waiting, and then bang, he ripped the whole race apart. No, it was a good finish. So Chris Froome has now won all the tours, Tour of Spain, Tour of Italy and Tour of France, and he's won the Tour de France 4 times. No, it was good, really good tour. Also, while we're speaking about tours, the Tour of Japan was on. Our own Sam Crome did really well in that. I'm pretty sure he won the Best Young Riders jersey, which means he's a younger rider than most of the senior riders.
How young is he?
I think Sam's 21.
21, right.
Yeah, which is still quite young. As we're talking before, you can be a good cyclist at the top level from probably 20 to 40. And pretty well after that, you become a masters rider and it starts declining.
Mm.
And he did really well. I don't know what he got overall, probably top 10. That was fantastic.
That's good for Bendigo.
Yeah, of course. That's another international tour. This weekend, we've got plenty of stuff locally. We've got a thing on this weekend called the Countries and the Metros, which mightn't mean much.
It's down in Harcourt, I know that.
Harcourt,
and they're using the old highway.
The old freeway. It's a fantastic course. Yeah, really good. And it comes home through, goes out through Faraday and over the highway and comes back through Sutton Grange and everything. So motorists just be a little bit aware Saturday and Sunday. There's a lot of racing going on out there. It goes from junior 11s right up until Masters 9. And Masters 9 really means you're pretty old. You're probably in your 70s or something.
Gee whiz. Okay, so something for a huge age range.
Yeah, there's people riding in the 70s and 80s, which is quite amazing. So the Countries are on Saturday and the Metros are on Sunday. The Metros are Melbourne-based riders. Countries are from any country club apart from Melbourne. And if you do a ride at these, then you go to the Victorian titles, then you go to the Australian titles, and you go well from then on. So it's all just progression, little steps in cycling. So there'll be big fields this weekend. So hopefully we'll get a few Bendigo winners in that, and we can talk about that next Thursday, Ellie.
If anyone wanted any more information about this weekend's event, where might they look to find that, Noel?
Cycling Victoria have got their own website. It'll be all up on there.
Okay, great.
Well, they could pop into Sens Jewelers and get personal information off me, Ellie. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Right, near the dragon's eggs.
That's right. Bang, bang.
Good on you, Noel. Have a great weekend. I'll catch you next week, all right?
Thanks, Ellie.
It's 14 to 9. Till Central Victoria.